Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
No one should have to decide if they can afford life-saving care. Expanding Medicaid would bring billions in federal funding back to our state. It helps stabilize rural hospitals providing critical care. Text BETTER to 46839.
Why drive to your next concert, ball game, or trip to the airport when you can travel with convenience and luxury with Celebrity Sprinters? Call 662-584-5775 or visit us on the web at celebritysprinters.com.
Looking for a deal on the best burger you've ever had? It's BOGO Mania at B-Dubs. On Mondays and Wednesdays, get one Buffalo Wild Wings burger and get one free. Tuesday is BOGO Traditional Wings. Buy one and get 50% off. And Thursday is BOGO Free Boneless. Buy one, get one free. Burgers Mondays and Wednesdays, Traditional Wings on Tuesday, and Boneless on Thursday. Hurry, it's a limited time offer. It's BOGO Mania, only at Buffalo Wild Wings in the Tupelo Commons.
Hi, this is Brian Rigby, owner of ServPro of Tupelo. ServPro is the nation's leader in cleaning and restoration. But here at home, we're more than that. We're neighbors helping neighbors, friends taking care of friends. Whether it's storm, flood, or fire damage, our pros will make it like it never even happened. Our staff has over 150 years combined experience in residential and commercial projects. Visit ServPro.com or call 690-6502. ServPro of Tupelo, here in your community, here to help.
Fans from every SEC school and beyond. The latest morning headlines and sports talk hosts that call it like they see it. Welcome to the People's Sports Talk Show. Contact the guys at 331-2508 on the Elite Realty text line. Now, here's today's edition of Mississippi Sports Today.
Good Wednesday morning to you live from the Davis Event Center on the campus of Itawamba Community College. Very special National Signing Day edition of Mississippi Sports Today, along with a lot of folks here in the hospitality suite. Thank you. We usually get a standing ovation everywhere we go, and that was, of course, they're standing up anyway. Bobby and Tom are with us today. We miss Franco. Franco a little under the weather, but Bobby Bascom from Automedic. Morning to you, big guy.
Good morning, Craig. It's great to be here, man. What a pretty stadium we're in.
This Davis Event Center, first class all the way. Tom, you and I were like, wow. It didn't look like this back in the day.
No.
When we were at Wampus, we called it, right?
That's right.
We'll be talking about facility improvements and it's speaking with folks from ICC, some of the coaches. Dr. Case is here. Dr. Allen is here. They have great hospitality as always. Thanks to Adam Gore for having us out, you guys. We're partners at Super Talk, of course, with Itawamba on a lot of things, and we're proud to be. And one of our guys that we speak with during the course of the football season, Coach Macon's going to be joining us later. And I'm looking up at the board. They have a screen here of some of the signees. And it's impressive, the number of kids. And it's just what a great job they do of getting out their media information and things like this. I mean, kids from far away, as we'll find it, Senatobia, Clarksdale kids, some Ripley kids, Biggersville. There's a West Point kid, so looks like a good class coming in, sir.
Yeah, I know he's got to be excited. I mean, coming off of a great season, just building on the success that he had last year and bringing in some new faces. So it'll be interesting to see who he's most excited about.
Yeah, absolutely. Spring football coming up. Baseball is underway, I should say. And we're going to have legendary ICC coach Rick Collier is one of our guests today. Their season's already underway, and they won their first game on a walk-off.
There you go.
Right?
That's a good way to start
much better
the season
than that, right? So we'll talk with Coach Collier in just a few as well. Well, let's get to business at hand. Say hello today on our Elite Realty text line at 331-2508. Brought to you by our friends at Elite, and already the first two comments from our listeners have been on the big win for the Rebels last night in Oxford. Talk about a kickstart. We had concerns about the sluggish starts and sloppy play for Ole Miss in the front end of these games. It wasn't the case last night. 54 points in the first half.
Yeah.
Lights out, baby.
What do you say to that? They just came out and just absolutely punched Kentucky in the gut, and they never recovered. It was amazing.
Yeah, and Matthew Morrell led a very balanced scoring attack for Ole Miss. 24 for Morrell, 6 three-pointers, 4 of those in the first half. Ole Miss improves to 6-4 in conference play. Never trailed in this game and had some big runs. But balance, yeah, Dre Davis had 17, Malik Diaz 16, Jalen Murray 15, and he had 10 assists. And Brakefield had 10 first-half points. Everybody shot well, 54% on the night. And lockdown D, Kentucky's generally a very good shooting team. Ole Miss held them to 38.7% field goals in the first half. That's a big key to jumping out to that lead. And, you know, for a team that averages 8 3-pointers a game, Ole Miss had how many in the first half?
Nine
in the first half, finishing 13 of 30. Big stat, one turnover last night for Ole Miss, and they capitalized off 8 turnovers from the Wildcats. So, big win for the Rebels, guys. And as some of our listeners have pointed out, really needed that ranked win. Of course, every game in the Southeastern Conference is a quality win to your resume. And now 13 teams.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about that on the way down today. I mean, you got 13. They're definitely getting 11. Probably up to 13. I mean, we were talking about Kentucky. Kentucky's sitting there right now at 10th in the SEC with arguably the best win on the college basketball season against Duke in a neutral floor earlier this year. So the SEC's just so deep.
Indeed it is. I appreciate y'all saying hello today. We're going to go over some more Super Bowl nuggets. I got a question about Super Bowl prop bets that I think about it every year. And again, this year, they're doing this. The prop bets on things that have already been determined, like the length of the national anthem, the color of the Gatorade, will they show Taylor Swift during? People already know these things. How do you bet on it? It's the only thing that I can think of where people can place money on something that some folks already know the outcome. You ever heard of that?
Makes a lot of sense.
Right? So if I know the length that I'm putting, right? Strange prop bets. We'll have more of those.
Insider trading.
Coming a little bit. It seems a little shady to me. All right. Well, with that, we had also last night in the SEC, Vandy at Florida. Florida was 11.5-point favorite on the road without one of their starters last night, and they just pummeled Vandy, 86-75, 11-point win. How do they know? Oklahoma at Auburn. Auburn Tigers last night dominating on their home floor, 98-70. Tonight we'll have Mizzou at Tennessee, Arkansas at Texas, and LSU at Georgia. So,
what do you think about that middle game, Craig? Arkansas at Texas. Do you feel like the Arkansas win over Kentucky is something that they build off of and continue to grow their season?
Be interesting to see.
Or do they spend it all?
They play well on the road Saturday.
Yeah.
And this coming Saturday, they've got another big one, too. I was looking at the schedule ahead for, you know, it just keeps getting, you know, crazier and crazier in the SEC. And the teams are very vulnerable on the road. But Arkansas, you know, had a good showing last Saturday. Let's see. Also, this weekend, State is at Georgia. They don't have a midweek, but they'll be at Georgia on Saturday at 5. That game could be heard on 95.9, starting with a pregame at 4:30. Ole Miss will be in Baton Rouge Saturday. Big top 20 tussle in Columbia. Texas A&M at Missouri. Aggies ranked 10th. Missouri ranked 15th, but the game of the day on Saturday, my friends, will be number 6, Florida, at number 1, Auburn, at 3. So a lot to look forward to, a super weekend, right?
Absolutely.
Speaking of the way over, Bobby was generous enough to provide our transportation today for Tom and me, and we appreciate it very much from Celebrity Sprinter. So we rode over in
style, right?
In a limo, my friend.
Very nice.
It was really good. Definitely check us out online, celebritysprinters.com. You can see both the vans that we have there for rentals. Those are for airport pickup and drop-offs, trips, work trips, whatever it is. So check us out.
All right. We about to talk to the man himself.
Absolutely.
We can't come to ICC without visiting with some of our friends here. And Coach, how you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. Appreciate you guys having us.
Yeah. Already off to your season.
Yes, sir. That's unreal, isn't it? It's baseball season's come around again, and exciting time. I like my group. You said it a while ago. We started off with a walk-off home run. That's very exciting now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Coach Rick Collier, your resume. I mean, Bobby, you and I were looking at this a little while ago. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, 23 seasons. I mean, obviously, that's awesome. 680 wins. I don't know if you're aware of this, but 166 away from the top 20 all-time active.
Oh, really?
In JCAA. So a couple more seasons.
I guarantee you didn't know that.
Three conference championships, two regionals, JUCO World Series appearance. I mean, that's just – the resume speaks for itself. It's been awesome. We're so lucky to have you in North Mississippi.
Well, yes, sir. Thank you all. That's called recruiting. You got to get those good kids in here and ones that can go and work them hard. And I didn't win any of those games. Those kids won those games. So, you know.
So tell us about this year's squad. I mean, you said – recruiting is it's all about recruiting. So
yes, sir, it is. You got to have those horses, you know, to win those Kentucky derbies. But you know, I got a good group. They went 11-3 in the fall, and they love baseball. They love to be out there. You can't work them too hard. They're eager to be out there, and that's just they're another fun group to be around, and I'm excited about them. Mm-hmm.
You got 3-1 to start that 4-3 win on the walk-off by Bryson Jackson of Kossuth in the first game, and Madden Butler of Corinth just named the player of the week. Talk about his so far so good, my friend.
Yes, sir. He's been hot as a firecracker. He came out there, and just like I tell him, you know, when you get that chance, make it where the coach can't pull you out of the lineup, you know. So it's going to be rough to take him out. He hit a big home run in the Jackson State game here, and he hit another one up there, and he came in with a vengeance to take over a spot.
First four games of the season, Madden Butler has an on-base percentage of .615. Impressive. Seven runs scored, six batted in, two home runs, batting .545. So, hot may be an understatement. And, you know, Coach, as the pitching starts catching up, And don't you see that through, you know, the course of the season? We have a little catch up with the pitching staffs.
Yes, sir. They'll get to going, and they'll start finding their pitches and developing other pitches and feeling comfortable on the mound. And you know, all these first few games get out of their systems, and they'll relax. And that's the same with hitters. Hitters are kind of behind too now. They haven't got a lot of live at bats yet, so we hit a lot in the cages and on the field, but. Yeah, it's a game you got to just keep playing every day, and you know, he can't sit there and get comfortable with having that weekend. You know, it's an everyday event. This is not, you know, I know it's a signing day for football. They play once a week. We got to go more than that, so
right.
You got to be able to play. And he's a good one. He's working hard, and we're excited about him. There's some others pretty hot too. Now Bryson Jackson. Now he hit a home run right afterwards to relax us in that second ball game after he walked it off. So
wow.
Evan McCarthy's been hot too. Evan from Saltillo. He's swinging a hot bat too, and it's good early for us to hit it like that, because I think they'll keep going and getting better and even hit it better the next time. There's a few that led us in the fall that hadn't gotten hot yet, so you know it's. You don't want them all hot at the same time.
That's
and somebody
right.
else
yes.
is going to have to pick up the other one, too. So.
And, you know, with the wealth of talent you have, you mentioned Saltillo, and there are a lot of great programs that develop these kids. And over the years, you've seen and been able to draw from some pretty high-level baseball in high school around here.
Yes, sir. We've got some good baseball in high school around here. There's a lot of good high school coaches. I love all of them. I have a good relationship with them. And, you know, we just – try to recruit them and get the best ones we can in here, and it's a good deal.
Yeah, as I understand, and thanks to Adam Gore for providing our info on this sort of your ability to see things and potential, and he used an example of Houston Harding. No one recruited him. Tell us that story.
Oh, yes, sir. You know, I'm somewhere every night when we're not playing to recruit. And I was just out at DeSoto Central one night. And I was sitting up in the stands with a kid's dad that's coming already. We already had him signed. And he said, "What you looking for, Coach? What you doing tonight?" I said, "I'm just out watching good baseball. It's good playoff baseball." And I said, "I'm always looking for pitching." And he said, "Hey, Coach, there's a guy sitting right down there on the bottom corner that it's a pretty good pitcher at ECS, Evangelical Christian School in Memphis." And I said, "Well, introduce him to me." So I said, "What's his name?" He said, "His name's Houston Harding." I said, "Okay." So we walked down there, and I said, "You know, hi, Houston. I'm Coach Collier, Etowamba, man. I heard you hadn't signed anywhere yet. You know, when they were through with high school, this is at the end of the playoffs." I said, "Hey, man, would you be interested in coming just throwing a pin for me?" And he said, "Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir." I said, "Well, just here's my number. Let me have yours. Text me your name. Make sure I got your number, and just we'll talk to each other later on. And it wasn't 3 minutes. He comes back and taps me on the shoulder and says, "Hey, coach, can I come throw that pin in the morning?" I said, "Man, yeah." So now I'm not gonna lie. Now, I had a good group signed. We won the conference that year. We were ranked first in the nation. I had, you know, I had some pitching that year. I had Medlin from Ripley and Lancaster from Corinth and Krieger from Corinth. It was, and I had a bunch of them. So Harding came over and I said, he threw a pin. He was 82, 83 and big old boy. And I said, "Look, man, you can end my recruiting right now for this year. I love to have you. Let's give you a shot." And he said, "Let me go home and talk to my dad and all that." Well, I'm standing out at practice. My phone starts vibrating. I have to look. I look down. I go, "Hey, guys, hold on. Give me a second." It was Houston Harding. He said, "Hey, coach, I want that spot." I said, "Man, yeah. Come on. You know you got a place to play, and I'm done with recruiting this year. We got it." And so he comes in. You tell that kid to run 10 pole sprints. He runs 20. He was on the bottom edge of the weightlifting, and he said, "Coach, I don't want the pitchers work out. I want the position players work out." And this guy gets to going, and he changes his body. He goes from 83 to 89, 91, and within – I pitch him on Saturdays against the South opponents. He goes 10-0. He's second-team All-American. And I had five D1 signees. And if you'd have told me his freshman year, he tells the same story. His freshman year, that kid would have pitched in Omaha to help Mississippi State win that World Series over all these other kids. I don't know if I'd have put it, but as time passed on from day one, I was like, "Holy cow, this guy's he's got it in him."
What a great teaching tool, also for you to show the hard work that he put in.
Yeah, it was amazing watching him, and I mean, he just had the stuff that he could walk three and walk bases loaded, and he'd turn around and strike the next three out. But he had an awesome changeup. Changeup is your best pitch in baseball, and that's just a great JUCO story right there.
Absolutely. It really is. You know, your son, Stone, coaching him, and I'm sure that's got to be special for you.
Oh, it is. It's fun to be around him, and, he got off to a slow start this year, but he's all right. It was 0-0 in the sixth the other day, and two outs, runner on second and third Saturday, and he got a base hit to score the two runs with two outs, and he got him going a little bit. But he led the team in the fall and hitting, and all the guys, you know, we do a ranking, and they ranked him as first, you know, and I'm just letting you know he's making his own way. So
right.
But no, it's a pleasure to be out there with him. I mean, he works hard. He gets after it. He signed a good deal at Delta State, and
it's got to be a great experience for both of you. You know, yeah. Be able to play for dad, be able to coach your kid.
Yeah, that's a lot of experiences people don't get to experience at this level, you know. And yeah. it's a good deal.
Was it a hard recruit? Like, you have to wine and dine him for a while before he signed with you?
Like his whole life?
I'd say that's the most expensive recruit you've ever gotten, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, he was recruited by some other guys. Coach Ferris at Northeast is one of my buddies, and he always offered to buy him hamburgers and Gatorades
right.
and all that other stuff. He can't maybe listen to me now. I don't know. But there was other schools that if I wasn't going to let him play for, I said, "Look, Stone, you pick whoever you want." You went around Etowama baseball. He said, "Dad, you'll never get to watch me play." He said, "I like it here. All the kids like it. All the kids enjoy it. It's just a fun atmosphere." And he said, "Let's do this together." I said, "Let's go, man." And he's doing good.
All right, before we let you go, Coach, I've also been informed that you have some good Will Kohlmeyer stories for us.
Yeah, we got to get these.
I love Will Kohlmeyer now. That's one of my buddies. I've got some good ones. He's been through some times on the bus with us, and
right.
We do Will's picks to click on the bus, and that guy, he's a pro at what he does, and he's just a pleasure to be around, and I miss him. I hated to hear it when he left us, and that's
We should have brought him today.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. If I had thought we would have just brought him today, but he sends his regards to everyone over, Coach, and wanted us to say hey. And we appreciate you, man. Congratulations on 23
awesome.
Seasons here as head baseball coach at Etowah. All the success, all the players that you've helped develop to go to next levels and everything. I just appreciate your hard work, and hope you have a great season.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah. All right, there he is, Rick Collier. Everybody, give it up.
Hey, let me get a shout out for old Adam Gore now. Now Gore's a good one too. Now
Gore's a good one too.
Y'all put me on the spot with Will, so Adam does good too, man.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, there's none better than Adam Gore. Y'all, we appreciate you having us today at ICC. Appreciate you guys listening and saying hello. We're gonna check the text line, and when we return, we'll have another guest here, Dr. Chad Case, Dean of Students and Athletic Director, on the other side of our timeout, a special edition on signing day from the Davis Event Center at ICC on Mississippi Sports Today.
Mr. Booth, I tried to phone you today, but the message said you have no service.
Yes, I'm having the same problem a lot of my business friends are having in the Corinth area. Our phone system shut down and there's no one to work on it.
Sounds like a job for ASI.
ASI?
ASI got us up and running at a much better deal, and we're discovering new ways to communicate with our clients like you.
New ways? ASI sounds like just the service I need.
You need ASI. 662-534-4987 or go to asitelecom.com.
Weathers Auto Supply has the largest in-stock inventory of WeatherTech products in the area to help keep your car's interior clean while outside conditions are constantly changing. Weathers was the first in North Mississippi to offer sensor calibration when replacing windshields, having the experience to do it quickly and correctly. And we now have 5 convenient locations to serve you: South Gloucester, or the mall at Barnes Crossing in Tupelo, Corinth, Oxford, and Fayette, Alabama. Weathers Auto Supply. Weathers.com. Over 65 years of serving you.
Hi, this is Brian Rigby, owner of ServPro of Tupelo. ServPro is the nation's leader in cleaning and restoration. But here at home, we're more than that. We're neighbors helping neighbors, friends taking care of friends. Whether it's storm, flood, or fire damage, our pros will make it like it never even happened. Our staff has over 150 years combined experience in residential and commercial projects. Visit ServPro.com or call 690-6502. ServPro of Tupelo, here in your community, here to help.
Your attention, please. The distinguished gentleman from Tupelo, Mississippi, Mr. Janeton, now has the floor.
Mr. Speaker, while I have the floor, I shall clean the floor. Whether the floor be of hardwood or tile, carpet or rug, Mr. Janeton vows to clean that floor better than anyone else. Why, Mr. Janeton even cleans grout. Mr. Janeton has been voted on as the area's best. Give Mr. Janeton the floor, and it'll be like new again.
Order, order, order a floor cleaning from Mr. Janeton today at 844-7713. Mr. Janeton, the floor is yours.
At Tallahatchie Gourmet in New Albany, we know our name is a mouthful to say, so just call us TG, as in too good. Southern plate lunches and New Orleans cuisine. When you think TG, think to go, with ready-made casseroles that make dinner easy and delicious. When you think TG, think tailgate. Call ahead for tasty gourmet appetizer trays. And yes, you could call TG the GOAT of catering. Live music and trivia on Thursday nights. Tallahatchie Gourmet, 534-3250 or Tallahatchie Gourmet. It's Bobby Bascom from Automedic. Bobby, when you say we speak the language, what does that mean?
Just that, Craig. We speak foreign imports language, specializing in BMW, Mercedes, Audi, Lexus.
You mean you speak BMW?
Wir sprechen Deutsch.
Gesundheit.
Translation? We speak German imports, and we're local, so there's no need to drive hours to your dealer. Automedic 3552 Jeff Homan Boulevard in Tupelo. Reach us at 844-9379. We speak the language at Automedic.
What are you people?
Who are you?
Featuring a different lineup of hosts every day and your comments on the Elite Realty text line. This is the People's Sports Talk Show. Now, back to more of Mississippi Sports Today on Super Talk 101.9.
Welcome back to this special road trip edition of Mississippi Sports Today, live at the Davis Event Center at Etowah Community College on campus here with Bobby Bascom and Tom Massengill from
Morning.
ASI. We had a great trip over with the celebrity sprinter, and now they've given us the red carpet treatment. We got food over. Coach Macon, what you got over there, man? Coach, good to have you, man. But we're glad to have Tom and Bobby with us today, and very excited about our next guest, man. When you talk about ICC athletics and everything going on with it, who better to speak with than the athletic director and dean of students, Dr. Chad Case. Good morning, Dr. Case.
Thank you so
All
you
right.
much for
Good
being
to have
here.
You, man.
Thank you for having me.
We are so proud to be here today, and thank you all for the hospitality. But, you know, I was over here in the early 80s. Bobby was over here in
the early
2000s, yep. to give you an idea
there
of the age gap here. But we both,
Tom was in the 40s.
Tom was here when there was no school, right? But it's just remarkable, the changes over the years and the things that are still going on. And talk about some of the facility upgrades and renovations that you guys have just finished and some still going.
Sure. We've recently completed the baseball field upgrade. Previously, you know, you would stand behind the first base dugout, look across, and you couldn't see the third baseman's ankles. Mm. So they came
not
in.
Good.
No, not good at all. Came in, redid the irrigation, the drainage, and laser graded the field. We have turf on the aprons now, big new ICC logo behind home plate. So that's phase one, and phase two, three, and four will come later. Softball, tennis facility. We did the Andy Kirk naming yesterday.
Saw that. Yeah.
So great day for ICC athletics yesterday. Tennis and softball has new locker rooms. The press box has a where they Adam and his crew can broadcast the game. Got a presidential suite and then another room off to the side there for the announcing of the game, the players, and so forth. Just a unbelievable facility. I would argue that it's top in the state of Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're sitting inside Davis Event Center. Yeah. For those who haven't been here, it really takes your breath away when you walk in and say, this is a community college arena. And as John, your IT guy, and I appreciate John helping us with our broadcast today, was telling you, it's a multi-purpose facility. So a lot goes on here besides just the basketball and so forth.
We do. We host basketball here and, of course, graduation. And way back when, we did some concerts in here as well. But a lot of people, we have a scholars luncheon that's hosted in here as well. So currently hosting the 4A tournament. Basketball, I know, but we host a lot of high school tournaments and middle school tournaments as well. So this building is a kind of, I don't want to say catch-all, but a lot goes on in this building.
Well, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, high schoolers come into this building, they feel like they're big time.
Right. This is
absolutely.
This building and really all of our facilities. And a big thank you to Dr. Allen and Dr. Boggs for seeing the need to renovate and upgrade some of our athletic facilities. This facility, of course, it's been here, but, you know, all the buildings around campus, and there's a lot going on, not just in athletics. You know, you've got a convention center that will have Chick-fil-A in it at some point, and that's a huge selling point
nice.
For the students. So ICC is really growing, not in numbers, but also facilities and upgrades.
I mean, you look across the board at your calendar year in sports, football, play away from making the playoffs. Men's and women's programs in just about every sport, your springs, even cheer. I mean, your coaches and your athletes are doing a tremendous job here.
Really are. Bringing in great athletes, great people. You know, you can have great athletes, but most importantly, we want to bring in great people. And our coaches are doing that and developing into young men and young women that can go back out and make ICC proud. So cheer, absolutely. Finished second in the nation at the National Cheer Championships in Orlando. I think they missed out on the national title by 0.9 of a point.
Wow.
So, absolutely remarkable job that Coach Bryant Nichols did with his student-athletes. So everybody, all of our sports, playoffs and mm-hmm. you know, performing well on the court, field, and also in the classroom.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Case, I mean, you alluded to it a second ago. You know, great facilities, great coaches bring great players, mm-hmm. and great players bring wins. So, I mean, it's exciting as a past alum to see what ICC is turning into and has become.
Yeah.
What's the next step for you?
Well, we just want to continue. We want to continue to grow. We want to continue to maintain the competitiveness that we have on the field. And I said a while ago, most importantly, we want to develop good student athletes and productive people in society. So our coaches are doing that. As far as the next step, we just want to continue to do that, but we also want to progress, and we want to start winning some championships here.
Yeah, I see your golf team occasionally in Tupelo at some of the courses over there, and golf's one of the programs that, you know, a lot of people don't realize is strong here. And,
right.
And we were remarking when we rolled in to town that Brian Dozier has a sign, welcome, but there's a couple of pretty good golfers from Fulton. You guys need a sign. So we'll try to get on that.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's hard to, you know, our golf team plays out in Amory, and then they bounce around to a lot of tournaments. So,
sure.
So we don't get to see them a whole lot. We'll see them at other events as they come in and support our other teams. And Coach Boggs is doing a great job.
Yeah, he is.
And he's trying to build that program, and he's going to get there, and he's going to start winning some matches. And we look forward to see that progress this spring.
All right. I had a text a minute ago, said early 80s. Craig, you didn't go to ICC. You went to IJC. So thank you, buddy, for checking in today. ICC softball facility from our text line, top notch.
Very much so. If you haven't seen it, I invite you to come out. Let us know you haven't seen it, and I'll give you a tour of the building. It's an unbelievable facility.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Case, congrats on all the successes and the continued work being done here. It's to improve this place every day, and you got a great team here, sir, and we appreciate you.
Thank y'all so much for being here and having me today.
All right, Dr. Chad Case, everybody give it up. This may be the largest studio audience that we've ever had. It's a little unnerving, isn't it? Tom, you play drums in front of, you know, thousands of people. But look, man, this is
way scarier.
Yeah, this is big time. Big time. We appreciate Dr. Case for coming in today and joining us here. You know, the football season we visited, where is he? With Coach Macon every week. And we just, as we progress through the season, and I know you remember this, guys.
Oh, yeah.
It just got better and better. Conversations with Coach, and, you know, we saved him as our headliner today for our guest on the program. But just the conversation got better. And as the season went on, we sort of, I mean, it was very important that we speak with Coach and figure out what's going on. And what a great season they had.
Absolutely. Got more and more comfortable. And
here he comes now.
There he is.
Coach, how are you?
Hey, Coach Macon.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you, man.
All right, we're going to be joined now by the head football coach at Etowumba Community College, friend of the program, Coach Travis Macon.
How you doing?
I knew I'd find you over by the food.
Oh, yeah, I was over there. I'm going to go get me a big plate when we finish.
Now, today is signing day, and I'm looking at the graphics of the kids you're bringing in. So talk about this class. A lot of locals.
It is. A lot of local guys that – you know, we thought that can help take this program to the next level. We got one of the kids. He helped his program win the championship in Baldwin. So those are the kind of guys we was looking for.
Winners.
Now, and specific positions that you sort of, are you just out to get the best players, or sort of are there areas of your team from last year you really want to focus on?
Well, we focused on the defense. We lost everybody on defense. We got two guys coming back. So every position on the defensive side of the ball that we went looking for the guys. But we wanted to be the right guys that fit the program and fit what we're trying to do.
We had a rule on our conversations, and I think you're the one that made the rule that we don't talk about last week. But two want to talk about it. You mentioned those guys that leaving the program and what a great job, and you were this close to making the playoffs. So something to build on there.
Yes, sir. Going into this season, one thing I like what the coaches are saying, we're not rebuilding now. Reloading. So we're reloading and we're getting better. On paper, we're going to be better than what we were last year. So now we got to get those guys in here. And, you know, they got a jail with the returning sophomore. So it's the attitude we're going to bring this year. It's got to be a championship attitude or they won't be here.
Sure. So you mentioned the kid coming in from Baldwin, kind of rebuilding a defense that was really, really good last year. What do you think about our offense going forward from last year to this year? I know you said you don't want to go backwards. So what are you excited about building on for next year from the offensive side of the ball?
Well, the biggest thing is our offensive line. We have six offensive linemen in here now. Four returning starters, and we have a kid that's he's a bounce back from Vandy. So we're bigger, we're stronger. So, you know, they had a year of experience. So I'm very excited about the offensive line. And also the running back position, we got two returning guys that played a lot of football. Each one of them rushed over 500 yards. Tyron Mosley, he's coming back. He was all-conference, honorable mention. So to have those kind of guys coming back for next year, we're really excited. We brought some quarterbacks in here. They got a battle for the job, but I'm excited about spring ball.
You like a quarterback competition, don't you?
Oh, yes, sir.
I think
sir.
You told us that before.
Iron sharpens iron.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Speaking of spring, I mean, the calendar sort of, you got a disadvantage in some ways. You don't have all your roster here, do you, for spring?
We have the offensive roster here. So what we'll do, we'll get the offense out there and make sure that we don't get anybody hurt. But I do want to be physical, so this spring, we're going to be physical. We're going to bring a guy in, and for 1 week, we're going to go military style.
There we go.
No, physical. So that's the plan, is to get more physical than the opponent.
Yeah, you said that I don't know how many times every week that we talk with you during the season about, sort of a trademark of your team.
In the trenches. That's what we heard you say a lot.
Is that something that kids are attracted to?
I think so. Usually you can tell in recruiting. If they want to talk about pitchers more than they want to talk about playing football, that's not my I want to hear guys that want to talk about, you know, taking a job. And those are the guys we do focus on. We had some more guys on our board, but they wanted to be recruited more than they wanted to play football. So we had to move on from those guys. So everybody that we signed in this class, those guys first want to be here. And I think those guys are going to work hard at the position that we put them in.
Coach, have you circled a game next year?
I did.
All right, which one? Tell us why.
We got to get them.
Yeah.
Y'all hope it just like last year. I take one game at a time. So after today, everything focused on Hines. You know,
good for you.
They got a new head coach over there, and I'm excited to go against him. So I look forward to going against him. And so Hines is the only team on my schedule right now.
Yeah. Well, I know that, you know, ICC, and I saw in our notes, has the tradition of players moving on to – you know, Division One and into the NFL, but some Super Bowl veterans have from Etiwamba.
Yeah, Slay, he gave a really good shout-out to ICC last night. I don't know if everybody's seen it on the news, so I want to give him a shout-out. You know, good luck this weekend. Go bring that trophy back. We're going to be cheering you on from ICC, so, you know, represent us well.
Right. Yeah. And
third in history, right? Third ICC player in history if he wins one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Deuce Staley and Pernell McPhee.
That's right.
So that'll be interesting to see if we can bring home the three-peat.
And I think this is the third Super Bowl, you know, he's been in.
Yeah. Staley won two. One as a running back in Super Bowl IV. Wow, it was a long time ago for the Steelers. It doesn't seem like he's been. That's it. Wow. One as an assistant and a running back coach with the Eagles. And McPhee, outside linebacker for the Ravens in Super Bowl 48.
That's right.
So quite the tradition. All right, let's talk about the game a little bit. Who you got?
Oh, well, I'm going to say the Eagles should win on paper, but until they hurt that quarterback that's on the other side,
right.
I'm going to say the Chiefs.
That's sort of the mentality, isn't it, that you've got to do something extraordinary to beat a player like Pat Mahomes. That's hard to overcome, that guy, isn't it?
Yeah, when you have a quarterback like that, he gives you a chance every week to win, and he has proven that, you know, he's a winner. Big games, he always come through for the team. So.
Yeah.
It's not going to surprise me if they win.
It wouldn't surprise me a bit if you let him down with under 2 minutes to go, coach, and just ruined it for everybody. Ruined it for everybody. Something, yeah. Well, Coach Travis Macon, and I know it's a busy day for you. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you. We look forward to our visits this coming season, sir.
Well, thank you. I look forward to it, too. We was on the road, so.
Yes, sir.
This time I want to be 9-0 when we
finish. There we go.
Absolutely.
We'll try.
Coach.
Yeah, Coach Travis Macon. Always fun. Always fun.
Coach converted me to an ICC fan.
So. Yeah, there you go.
He really did. I mean, the more we got to know
him,
everything.
So much fun every
absolutely.
Week.
Yeah, just a pleasure to visit with him, and it'd be before you know it, guys. Speaking of the game, and we made this comment earlier about, you know, Sunday and prop bets and everything, but all that aside, he was right. And if they played these games on paper, they play them on televisions, mm-hmm. we know. But if they – Philadelphia, to me, number one defense in the league.
That's right.
Best running back this season.
Great offensive line.
Great offensive line. Their defense is lights out.
Yep.
And one thing I think it really helps him, they were in this game and almost won it 2 years ago, guys. Many of those players have that taste in their mouth.
Sure. They've added a few pieces.
And I got to tell you, I think the Chiefs, I think the run is over.
Do you?
For this reason, it's become too commonplace for them to be in this game. I mean,
they've lost a little luster to them?
I just don't know if they're as hungry as they were. You know, when this run started 5 years ago with Pat Mahomes and then with the additional players and even for Coach Reed, I mean, I know there's this, you know, desire to do something nobody's ever done.
Well, there you go. I mean, that Coach Macon just said, unless they can do something with the quarterback, I mean, you got to think Pat Mahomes just passed Joe Montana for most postseason wins. He's only behind one guy. And that one guy has never done what he has an opportunity
that
to do
one
on
guy
Sunday.
He will be in the booth.
He'll be there as well.
But this coming Sunday.
To your point, I mean, you've got Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes who are able to – are they as hungry as they were when they started it? I don't know. But to me, it seems like they're just as hungry to finish this three-peat.
Absolutely. Can we get Dr. Allen over, everybody?
Yeah.
Man, a little round of applause for Dr. Allen. He wasn't on the schedule, but he's standing over there. And so we want to take an opportunity to visit with our president here at ICC, Dr. Allen. How are you, sir?
Doing great, man. How about you, Craig?
Outstanding. We're so proud to be here.
Absolutely.
And thankful that you guys invited us.
Absolutely. Glad to have y'all on campus always. And what an exciting day.
That's the future
of ICC athletics right here.
Absolutely. And Coach may be a closet fan, but he's a fan of the program, you told me.
Mm-hmm. Without doubt. And, you know, I tell you, the other thing that's really neat is I get to see these kids coming in, and I'll see them in the summer. I'll see them in the fall, see them grow, see the impact they make. And then, as you talked about, like a Darius Slay, Pernell McPhee, their ability to move on to the next level is huge. Not only to the next university level, but on to the pros and be successful is amazing.
Yeah, it is. We spoke with Dr. Case about this place. It seems every time I come here, there's a new building. There's something, you know, positive going on.
Right.
And so I just wanted your, you know, sort of comments to behind his on you know, the expansion, everything going on here.
Well, I appreciate you observing that and seeing that. It's something we have to continually work at to stay competitive, not just in athletics, but in all areas, academics, career technical, the whole nine yards. It's quality of life, our residence halls, updating the ones that we've had for a number of years, and going in and building new ones like our Magnolia Hall. But you'll see that construction taking place and or renovations at all of our locations.
Right.
So Belden just finished a robotics lab at the Tupelo campus. We've got a renovation happening at our health science building. It'd be a pretty large expansion there. And then the building going on at our truck driving range, brand new range. We've got a new building going up that'll enhance what we can do for our truck driving program, which will be great. You know, that's the backbone of how we get our goods.
Absolutely.
So we got to do that. And then back on this campus with our connection center here on the front part of campus, right in front of the band hall, will be not only new meeting space we desperately need, but it will also be probably the most exciting thing is the Chick-fil-A coming to campus.
Hey, Chick-fil-A's coming, my friends.
Coming. Yeah, I
want to be here for the ribbon cutting. Please have
absolutely
us back for that.
Absolutely.
That's going to be awesome.
We may put you in the cow costume, but
that'll work. Won't be the first time, Doc.
I understand.
Now, we talked about athletics and, you know, obviously the competition among programs. And it's pretty fierce here in Mississippi but it's also for students. And so I wanted you to speak to that a little bit because you're in the business of getting kids and young people, I should say, to come here.
We are. And I always say I've done this for 29 years or so now in community college leadership, and our goal, and I've been over enrollment before, you know, so our goal is not just to meet the numbers. We're not just trying to do that, but we know that we change people's lives through education. And we've put people on the path to great income levels, life-changing experiences, generational-changing experiences income-wise with the degrees they can earn right here. And so we want to help them find their path, whatever that path is. If it's here straight to work or then here into a university, we're willing to work with them in any way we can, even if they're not as prepared as they believe they should be. Adults coming back, great place for adults to come back. It's never too late to learn.
True.
And that's another piece of those facilities. We have to continue to upgrade our facilities to make sure that they're having a great experience. So we work really hard to create student engagement opportunities at all of our locations to make sure that it's an opportunity to learn both in and out of the classroom.
Yeah. We went here and look at us.
Look at y'all. I tell you.
The best start here, my friend.
Best start here. Absolutely.
Here's a note from one of our listeners. Says, hello today. My daughter played softball there, moved on to the next level. Love ICC and Dr. Allen.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
that. We
have a
fan here.
I need a fan or two every so often, but I will say that we named our softball field after Andy Kirk yesterday. Yeah. What a great opportunity to name that field after him and the impact he made on our program. Still comes back and helps Adam and the guys with streaming football games on the sidelines, so many different things. So it's neat to see that. I should mention Coach Collier was with you a while ago, but, you know, our updates to the baseball field. You know, our baseball field's level now. It's great. It's a great playing surface, new dugouts, great experience. It's going to improve not only the players' experience, but I think our fans' experience as well.
Something else they didn't do back in our day, Dr. Allen, was laser.
Laser grade.
Yeah. Laser grade on the field.
What a concept to have that flat field. But you got to have the drainage, so we've got a lot of drainage built underneath that field, and those aren't cheap expenditures, but it's about trying to provide every program we have, whether athletic or academic, instructional, a great opportunity to learn and play.
Dr. Jay Allen, at Wambo Community College. Thank you again, sir.
Guys, appreciate
you
having you.
Thank you. Absolutely. All right. Appreciate you again for having us, Dr. Allen. Appreciate you listening to our program.
Absolutely.
I know. I can't believe smart people listen to us. But
it is scary.
It even stumbles all around.
It is scary.
Right.
Yeah.
And well, guys, we got a few things we want to mention before we do our history notes. We got Owen back in the studio today, driving the bus for us. We appreciate you. Wanted to mention we're 9 days away. How many?
Nine.
From college baseball.
Isn't that wild?
Bulldogs will open back-to-back home series opening day set for Valentine's, Friday, February 14th. Manhattan is the opponent. They'll play three there a midweek at Southern and then return home to host Missouri State for three more on the 21st through the 23rd. And, you know, you just got through talking with Dr. Allen about facilities, man, I'm seeing some good things happening down at the Dude.
Mm-hmm.
Some new innovations, light shows, all that. It's going to be an exciting year for Mississippi State baseball. Ole Miss same way, but Ole Miss starts out at the Shriners Classic in Arlington, Texas, again on February 14th. Arizona, Texas, and Clemson, the opponents out there, their first home game will be Arkansas State on the 18th. Of course, we'll have Ole Miss baseball for you right here on Super Talk 101.9, and the Mississippi State broadcast will be heard, and of course on 95.9. And you know, I don't think Greg Ellis Jim Ellis on the game team, Greg Ellis either for that matter, but Jim Ellis on the games anymore. But they're going to be great broadcast this year for Mississippi State. I just hope both those teams can. I mean, we talk about basketball and all the ranked teams, guys. Baseball.
Yeah.
Texas, Oklahoma are now in the league.
Just get stronger and
how
stronger.
How do you navigate those waters? And I'll give you another one. Mississippi State plays four teams next year that made the college football playoff. Arizona State early in the year. Texas. Who are the other ones?
It's going to be another
the,
great.
Know the other?
Going to be another
the
great.
The other two they play. Georgia
another great
next
season.
Year. Okay, so they play four teams, that and so I'm really concerned that State fans, after going 0-4, eight in the conference last year, how patient they're going to be with Jeff Lebby in year two when those wins, Tennessee's the other ranked team, our college football
team.
Player, that they will play in the following year. There's not much room for wins, and if you're a realistic State fan, guys.
Well, I mean, yeah, you look at the year we're coming off of, he's got to win a few games. I mean, obviously, I don't think any of the games that you just mentioned we have any chance of winning.
Well, they're not going to be favored by any stretch of the imagination.
Is he going to be favored in any SEC game?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. So, to your point, how long are the State fans going to allow it? If he goes 0-8 again, which is definitely possible.
And to... You know, now, to Jeff Lebby's credit, this could happen to a lot of coaches.
Yeah.
It's really going to be hard in this day and age, in the NIL era and the transfer portal era, to change coaches into a program that was in the shape States was in, mm-hmm. due to a lot of, you know, circumstances beyond their control, guys.
Yeah, but you got a guy a few hours up the road in Oxford who might be the master of the portal. So, I'm sorry, Levy, you can't give me I inherited this thing and I need 4 years to fix it. We're no longer in a recruiting college football world. We're in a transfer world. So go win the transfer portal. Get guys in there. You don't have time to rebuild recruiting 4 year players. It's just not the right. The game anymore.
Yeah, Mr. West sent us a text, said Joe Horn, I think he's referring to ICC alum, mm-hmm. that played in the big game. I'm not did Joe Horn play in the Super Bowl for the Saints? Not sure.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't think he did. No, Adam's giving me the probably not. Yeah. All right, time to fire up the time machine. Throw her in reverse and head back to this date, February 5th, the year was. Tom?
1921, Yankees purchased 20 acres in Bronx for Yankee Stadium.
Oh, the original Yankee Stadium. They kept expanding that.
Yeah.
And I went to Yankee Stadium around the year 2000, and before they rebuilt another ballpark. And you talk about history, man. That place was scary.
So this was an interesting one.
Next.
1974, Mats Wermeulen, we'll call it.
Wermeulen.
From Sweden, scores all of the points in a basketball win, 272-0.
I had to research this because I thought it had to be fake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? I saw this. I was like, there's no way this happened. It did happen.
It happened.
He's 13 years old. Apparently, the other team had never played basketball.
There's five of them, right?
Five on five, okay? Max was 13. He scored all 272 points, and they didn't give up a point. And Guinness, when Guinness puts it in their book, my friend.
They've done the research and made
it
sure it's real.
It is real. It's legit.
You don't think it's 50 points? The coach would go, hey, guys, don't guard anybody else.
Hey, Mats, give up the rock.
Right. The ball hog.
You got 183 points. How many score books did it take to record that? What was his shooting total? How many shots do you have to fire up? Right? To score two, it's in the Guinness Book of World Records as the most points ever in a single basketball. And there's several over 200. It blew my mind.
Wow.
All right. Go ahead, Tom.
1978, Fred Newman makes 88 consecutive basketball free throws blindfolded.
Blindfolded. That's amazing.
That don't sound that hard.
All right. We're going to blindfold you, Craig. And we're going to see if you can walk out that door blindfolded.
No, I mean, you're in a shooting position. Coach will tell you.
All right.
Shooting position. You got the stroke, right? You get a rhythm.
Can we get a basketball for Craig?
Nah,
we're going to go downstairs. This will be on Facebook
nobody's
Live.
Nobody's going to blindfold me around you,
friend. This is going to be on Facebook Live. All right, 2012, Super Bowl Lucas Oil Stadium, Indianapolis. The Giants beat the New England Patriots. The MVP. Our boy Eli Manning.
Elijah Bartholomew Leon Manning.
There you go.
And was that the game where...
Was that the helmet catch?
Right.
I think so.
I think it was.
Yeah. David Tyree.
David Tyree, who, by the way, has the same birth date as Eli Manning.
No kidding.
Those two guys share the same birthday.
Well, speaking on birthdays, happy birthday to Hammer and Hank Aaron. Happy birthday to Roger Staubach. And since Owen's back in the studio... Happy birthday to Darryl Waltrip, born on this day in Owensboro, Kentucky.
Ah, Waltrip.
One of the great names.
That's your world.
Absolutely.
And NASCAR's up and running, too. We were talking about that with Brian.
Going to have their Super Bowl on the 16th, I think.
Yeah.
Daytona.
Yeah. Rigby's going to Daytona again this year. Give us some special reports. It's going to be awesome.
Those are always fun.
Yeah. Hey, again, we want to thank Dr. Allen, the coaches, Dr. Case, who came by. Appreciate you all very much. Adam Gore for his hospitality. All the folks here at ICC and Kim Dill from the station and Raymond are here, too. We appreciate them very much because it has been a great time here today. We need to do this more often.
Well, Dr. Allen mentioned it. If you came to IJC or ICC and you haven't been up here in the last 5 to 10 years, you need to come and walk around this campus.
Right.
It has changed a lot.
Exactly. I want to see a game in this place. I'm not seeing a game in this place. I want to check that out. Bobby Bascom, Tom Massengill today. Great job, fellas. And don't forget – to get out to ICC and support this program. Appreciate you, Owen, back in the studio. We'll see you guys tomorrow for
Happy
Mississippi
Wednesday.
Sports Today.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Find your new ride at Kia Macomb's all-new location at the corner of I-55 and Highway 98. Come find out why Macomb loves Kia Macomb at the corner of I-55 and Highway 98. Right on the corner, right on the price.